Sisyphean tasks. Sisyphus held a great feast to celebrate the death of his preposterous thunder-making brother. The morning after, he was awoken by a deputation of aggrieved lords, landowners, and tenant farmers. After he had rubbed the sleep from his eyes and cleared his headache with a goblet of unwatered wine, he consented to hear what might be the matter. "Majesty, someone is stealing our cattle. Each one of us can report a loss. Your own royal herds are depleted too. You are a wise and clever king. Surely you can find out who is responsible." Sisyphus dismissed them with a promise to investigate. He had a very good idea that the thief was his neighbour Autolycus, but how to prove it? Sisyphus was guileful and smart, but Autolycus was a son of Hermes himself, the prince of robbers and rascals, the god who as an infant had rustled Apollo's cattle. From Hermes, Autolycus had inherited not only this propensity to take cows that didn't belong to him, but also powers of enchantment that made it very difficult to catch him in the act. The rascally entertainer, pickpocket, tinker, and snapper-up of unconsidered trifles in Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale is called Autolycus. Besides, the cattle that Sisyphus and his neighbours had lost were brown and white and generously horned, while those of Autolycus were black and white and entirely hornless. It was baffling, but Sisyphus was sure that spells taught by Hermes were behind it, and that Autolycus was secretly colour-changing stolen cows. "Very well," he said to himself. "We shall see which proves the more powerful, the cheap magic of a trickster god's bastard, or the native wit and intelligence of Sisyphus, founder of Corinth, the cleverest king in the world." He commanded that all his and his neighbour's cattle should have the words, "Autolycus stole me," carved into their hoofs in tiny lettering. Over the next 7 nights, as expected, the local herds continued regularly to be depleted. On the 8th day, Sisyphus and the leading landowners paid Autolycus a visit. "Greetings, my friends," their neighbour cried with a cheery wave. "To what do I owe the honour of this visit?" "We have come to inspect your cattle," said Sisyphus. "By all means. Are you thinking of breeding black and whites yourself? My pedigree herd is unique in the region, they tell me." "Oh, it's unique, all right," returned Sisyphus. "Whoever saw hoofs like this?" He lifted the foreleg of one of the cows. Autolycus leaned forward, read the words carved into the hoof, and gave a cheerful shrug. "Ah," he said, "fun while it lasted." "Take them all," commanded Sisyphus. As the landowners led the animals away, Sisyphus looked towards Autolycus's house. "I think I'll help myself to all your cows," he said, "every last heifer." By which he meant Amphithea, Autolycus's wife. Sisyphus was not a good man. This violation of Amphithea gave rise to the rumour that Sisyphus was the true father of Autolycus's daughter, Anticlea. Anticlea begat Laertes, and Laertes begat the great hero Odysseus, a.k.a. Ulysses, who was known above all for his wiliness and resource.